This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a hero. Whoa! Welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans is the show. Whew! Just finished watching the New Orleans Pelicans defeat the Oklahoma City Thunder in OKC on a 1.4-second heave, 61-foot game winner from Devontae Graham, the man himself. The Pelicans defeat the Thunder, and I am lost for words. 113-110 after a scrappy night, a game, the last 4.5 seconds was absolute pandemonium with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander hitting a huge three. With the umpires putting the whistle away on a foul attempt from Garrett Temple. Devontae Graham gets the ball off the inbounds, gives it a heave, and the rest is history, my friends. Welcome. We're going to break down the game. I am just absolutely stunned, and apologies for the different sort of intro, but I just thought, wowza, that is just something else. I was getting texts during the day, because obviously, with the time delay, I didn't watch it while I was at work. I was waiting until I was at home and settled in, and I was like, "Oh, they're like, have you watched a Pelicans game?" And I was like, "Yeah, no, no, but no, I haven't." And I'm glad people held off and respected my privacy, because wow, what a finish! What an absolute finish! By no means was it a pretty game, but it still counts as a W. So, before we unpack the game, we are going to thank the sponsors, of course. MyBookie.ag, on the third page on your sign-up, make sure you type in HoopBall. That'll give you a deposit match, and there's a few over there. So, go and unlock the deposit match bonus when you sign up at MyBookie.ag. Manscaped.com, use HoopBall20, 20 on the end of that, the numbers, and that'll give you 20% off and free shipping. In addition, ExpressVPN, it's a season of giving, but stop giving your personal information to your ISP. On top of overcharging, your ISP is allowed to legally sell your browsing history to third-party advertisers for a ton of cash. Take your privacy back with ExpressVPN. Head to our special promotional link at expressvpn.com/hoopball. Yes, they still have the same old name. To get 3 bonus months on a 12-month subscription, it's super easy. Turning it on just takes one click, and it works great with streaming services like Netflix or sports packages like League Pass 2. Once more, that's expressvpn.com/hoopball. Grab those 3 bonus months now. And we have a new partner at Sports Ethos. It's called Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use code ETHOS, E-T-H-O-S, when you sign up to get a 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100, plus either two or four free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. Score points when your props hit, and the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. And check out our Sports Ethos DFS team or podcast for advice on winners. Again, that code is ETHOS over at thrivefantasy.com. Righto. So, with all of that out of the way, the game. Let's go. So, we roll into Oklahoma City. We'd had a night off, and after a tough defeat to the San Antonio Spurs, where we gave up a huge 15-point run in the last, well, in the first 4 minutes of the last quarter, and we could never really recover. That was while Brandon Ingram was having a seat. And so we go into Oklahoma City, and this is a sort of stretch that we'd flagged throughout the year, that this was probably one where we could bank a few wins. And so it was an absolute do-or-die game, basically. If we weren't going to beat these guys, well, you know, you're in a bit of trouble, because they were the team that was above us after this defeat that actually boosts us to 9-21 on the season, makes us 14th, dropping OKC to the bottom with 8-19. And we start clawing it back. We've got the same amount of wins as Houston. So, and only one behind 12, which is SAS and San Antonio, and then Portland with 11 wins. So, you know, three wins or just over, well, 4.5 wins because we played so many games, behind 10th spot, which is Sacramento. So we can make play. Doesn't matter. We got Brandon Ingram. The bloke's an absolute jet, and we're going to talk about that now. So, what did we like? Number one, Brandon Ingram was absolutely fantastic. The bloke torched him. They had no answer. No Lou Dort for the Oklahoma City Thunder. He is out with a sore ankle. And so Brandon went to work. He had 34 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 11-21 shooting, 1-2 from 3, and 11-15 free throws. Only 2 turnovers. He was huge. The free throws, and I'll get to that a bit later on, but they were an issue all night. However, Brandon carried us when we needed him, and in that last stretch, he was going bucket for bucket with the whole Oklahoma City team. So, really impressive display, and that's what you want your all-star to do. Finish games and torch him. If they can't guard you, then punish him. And that's what he did. So, fantastic effort from Brandon Ingram. That's my all-star. I put it on Twitter, and I'll put it here. He is just, he's next level. And anyone that wants him, well, too bad. You can go away, because he's ours. And he's ours for a long time. So, get used to him. Josh Hart was good with 11, 7, and 5 assists. He was 3 of 7 on the night. And what I loved about Josh Hart was his aggression. So, he was getting the ball and pushing it up the court. There was a stat that he's 6th best in the league in fast break points, and he is. When he gets downhill, there's no stopping him. And, you know, the only thing that is a downside is occasionally the umpires decide not to give him a foul, when literally every time he attacks the basket, he's fouled. So, good on you, Josh, and keep that going. He has been unbelievable this year, and when he's not on, we seem to play a bit slower, and when he's not playing, we tend to lose. So, really impressive effort from Josh. JV was solid, 19-16, leading the league in double-doubles. He is just, he's unbelievable. 2 steals and a block, 8 of 10 shooting. We didn't feed him at all, but when he got the ball, he chopped him. He really did. I suppose the only thing is, you know, sometimes we don't communicate. So when he's on the block, a sneaky little guard or wing will sneak across and try to double him and rip the ball out of his hands. And that's probably why he's ended up with the 4 turnovers tonight. But otherwise, you know, he was dominant. He was absolutely dominant, and we probably could have given him the ball more. 10 shots on the night, it's definitely not enough, particularly in a night where he killed him. 19-16, that's huge. That is a massive game. Career high in his point scoring this year. He's averaging about 19 points a game, so he's right on it again, and he's doing really well. Devontae Graham, the hero, 11 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal. He was massive. He was absolutely massive, and, you know, 5 of 14 shooting, it does not reflect the impact that he had, because he hit 5 of 10 from 3, and it was actually 6 of 10, but they waved one off, which was crap, and off some bullshit review that, you know, the challenge system is just, it's broken. They need to fix whatever's going on with that. They need to fix it because at the moment it doesn't work. And also, if you're successful, you should keep your challenge. So I don't get it, but hopefully in the off-season they will address all of that, because apparently that's the only time that they have power to change the rules, which I think is bizarre as well. But anyway, Herb Jones fouled out in 32 minutes, but he was awesome. 8 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. He continued his defensive efforts. And, you know, a lot of his fouls are just bailouts by the ref, because he's got him so locked up that the All-Star just has to dive into him and gets a foul. There was one where Herb had his fifth foul, and he was in front of him, and Shea went straight into him and then tripped over. And with 2.3 seconds left on the clock, in the shot clock, you know, it's just disappointing. But Herb's going to continue to grow, and he's going to garner that respect as a top defender, and those calls are going to come. Bench was okay. 8 points from Nikhil. Garrett had 8 points. Billy had 7. Satoransky, I'm not even going to talk about him because I like this game, and those 11 minutes, I just have no words, because that was, I'll get mad. Trey Murphy only had 5 minutes. He was okay. He attacked the basket, but missed one of his free throws. Otherwise, you know, in 5 minutes, he impacted the game as much as you could probably expect the poor bloke to. So, you know, over at the OKC, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is unbelievable. We had 33 points, including the game-tying shot. And without the heave from Devontae, we go to overtime. Josh Giddey looks like a seasoned pro. You know, that year in the NBL, running the Adelaide 36ers, has absolutely paid dividends. He had 17, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal. The kid's going to be averaging triple-doubles. You know, they had Westbrook, and a completely different sort of player than Westbrook, but this guy's going to get triple-doubles nonetheless left, because he's a gun. And at 19 years old, he's only going to get better, because he started hitting shots that, you know, seasoned veterans don't hit. So very impressed with the young Australian, and I'm looking forward to him leading the charge in this new era of Australian basketball, heading into Olympics and World Cups and the like over the next few years. Kendrick Williams, revenge game. He had 17 points. He was huge from three. We used to absolutely roast him for being able to hit him. He shot 5 of 6, and he was unstoppable. Mike Muscala got fouled twice by Garrett Temple for 3, so he had 6 points from that, and otherwise was solid. He had 16 points in 14 minutes, and he always seems to turn it on against us. I don't know why, but the old Mike Muscala, he hangs around and he sees the Pelicans and he likes to feast, but for some unknown reason, they don't like to play him against us. So, you know, we'll live with it. So, team stats, we run over to that side of things. Quarter by quarter, we were crap in the first quarter. Honestly, turned the ball over 6 times, and it was really bad. And still only ended up 4 points down. We were, honestly, it looked like we were going to beat ourselves. After a terrible fourth quarter against the San Antonio Spurs, we came into the first quarter and just looked like we didn't care. We looked rusty. We looked like we were forcing passes. We weren't taking care of the ball. Satoransky was pointless and for some reason kept playing. New Orleans in the second quarter proceeded to only score 21 points. And, it was disappointing, because OKC outscored us with 23. So you go into the half and you're down. You're not down by much, but you're down enough that you're sitting there going, well, we need to change something. We absolutely need to change something, and it needs to start now, because otherwise you're going to be in a big hole and you're not going to be able to charge it back, especially against a team that we need to beat. This is the youngest team in the league. It was a must win. You had to win it. We lost to them before, and that was just unacceptable. This time we have Brandon Ingram. We have to win. Even if you match all the teams up alongside one another, we had Brandon Ingram and they had nothing. So, we had to win this. So we come out of the half and we start really fast. Brandon starts taking over. We end up outscoring him 30-27. So all of a sudden, you're charging back. And free throws all night were just a difficult sort of issue. We only shot 66% on the night. 36 attempts, though, 24. And when you only outscore the other team, who had 19 of 19, by 5, when you've literally had, over 10 more, 15, 16, 17 more attempts than him, than them. You know, these need to be knocked them. You need to knock these down, to say the least. You can't come out and shoot 66% because you're beating yourself. And that was really the story of the night when we were missing these free throws. The freebies would just, there was a lid on it with the free throw line. But we held on. We kept it going and we did what we could. So win the third quarter and you come out in the fourth. Now, Willie's liked his rotation with Brandon starting off in the fourth quarter. He comes out with about, I don't know, a minute left in the last quarter, in the third quarter, sorry. And then probably sits 3 or 4 minutes in the fourth. And that happened against the Spurs, and they went on a run, and we just couldn't get any offense. It was woeful. So you're nervous when you see him go to it again. Thankfully, we decided to play through Jonas, who was absolutely huge in the fourth quarter and definitely carried us. And I think that's how you got to play. If you've got the mismatch and you know Jonas is going to put him in, you got to feed him. Feed the big fella. So we end up outscoring him 38-32. But it all came down to 4.5 seconds. You know, start playing the foul game about, I don't know, I think it was 5.6 seconds or something left. They fouled Brandon, he hits the two. And we advance it, or they advance it. And they get the three-point shot off. And Garrett fouls him, and before he shoots, way out, away from the basket. And SGA then takes a bounce, goes up, hits it, huge shot. 1.4 seconds left, and the rest is history. Honestly, it was that was something else. I was so impressed with how they went with that, and it really, yeah. I was speechless. Lark and I were just absolutely going off. It was that was awesome, and all credit to Devonte Graham. He's been, we've hammered him. Everyone's hammered him. You know, his shot hasn't been falling. He still was not that great besides his three-point shooting in this one. But to do that, that's two games he's won for us now. There's not many guys that can say that they've won two games for us on game winners. So, you know, that clutch gene, oh my Lord. What's a percentage of hitting that shot? I don't know. That was the longest three-point game winner in 25 years, over 25 years, 61 feet. And if you just see the elation on the Pelicans bench and with the staff and Willie, you know, he's doing jumping jacks on the side. He's just stoked. And that's how we all feel, I'm sure. Honestly, all credit to him. You held on. It was ugly, but it counts as a win. And now we go back. We head back home. And we got to take on, in a couple of days, we've got to take the Bucks on. Friday night, a blockbuster. The one that was relegated from national TV. Well, you come at them again. You take this momentum and you go at them. And you're the severe underdog in this one. Go and have a crack at them. That's all you can do. And you know, I've got faith in the guys. You know, we might not win, but I reckon we're going to try hard against him. Giannis is going to be tough. He's going to be a tough matchup. But we're going to go at him. And perhaps they rest players. I don't know. Maybe they're getting COVID protocols. Who knows? But we're going to come out and we've got to bring that same energy, that momentum, that joyous feeling of elation, of victory. Oh, so good. So, we take them on Friday night. We will do another show thereafter. That'll be Saturday morning for me, so I'll bash one out after that. And we'll be laughing. So, I might leave it at that. Besides saying that the Birmingham Squadron had another win after we had the Trey Murphy-Jackson Hayes game, which was in the 2 days off that between San Antonio and the tonight's game. So, we got a bit of a show from Trey Murphy. Jackson Hayes was okay. He took 20 shots, but, you know, had 17 and 10 or something. He did a few dunks, and the Birmingham crowd was pretty happy with that. Trey, his shot looked good. Now Verrato was running the offense like a point guard that we need. So hopefully he comes back into the main lineup soon. But he was huge again in the second game. And yeah, it was really good to see him getting a good run. And he was playing good basketball. So looking forward to seeing Jose as well. Watch out this weekend because they're in Las Vegas. They've got the showcase or something. I don't know if we qualify to actually play in the finals of that. But the squadron will be over there and they'll play a couple of games against some Eastern Conference teams. So if you have a look they, on their Facebook page, I don't know if that's in the US, but in Australia, definitely, I can get access to all of the live games free. So maybe that might be a way, if you can do that, they have the live stream on the Facebook page. So support the squadron because it's always interesting as well, and they don't typically play when the Pels are on, but they're good. All right, I'm going to put it to bed. As always, this is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast at Ethos Pels, at Ethos Pelicans, pardon me, at Lyle Swithenbank is me. I'm Lyle Swithenbank. Bye for now.
A new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.